Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
And the worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS out to 30674 now, and you could save on car insurance. If you don't, ask them for 500 rand. Good morning, Adam. Gosh, good morning, Baltimore, because the bridge collapse with that container vessel hitting a pillar of the Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. A spectacular incident, but unfortunately 6 people now presumed dead, people who may have been driving in their cars on that bridge when it collapsed.
Yeah, now we know. I mean, it was all happening this time yesterday. We just didn't know at the time. So we're pretty much 24 hours on. And there's, I do beg your pardon, the 6 people are missing, presumed dead. That is how the Coast Guard has now termed it. They were 6 construction workers fixing potholes on the bridge at the time. That is the belief. There were several vehicles crossing the bridge. It is thought that they may have got clear or been rescued in the process. That's not absolutely 100% certain. But a number of cars and trucks were stopped because as this huge container ship bore down on the bridge, it did issue a distress call. Essentially, it had a power problem, a propulsion problem. And as a result, they managed to stop some traffic getting onto the bridge. Otherwise, we could be talking hundreds, I guess. So the fact that the death toll, it seems, is relatively small, there's no comfort for their families, of course. But also, I mean, isn't it extraordinary when you see the picture that the container ship hits the end of the bridge and the whole thing comes down? It's 2.5 kilometers long. In the disaster movies, the whole bridge doesn't usually come down. It would be a section, but in real life, the bridge is so sort of interdependent for itself on its stress and the way it's designed that therefore take a chunk out at one end and the whole thing came down. Officials say absolutely there were distress calls beforehand. But, you know, you look at the size of that container ship and you wonder, you know, was this not an accident waiting to happen somewhere in the world? It's just unlucky Baltimore.
And then Japan's front foot defense. It's a major policy change post-World War II.
Yeah, they have approved the export of some new fighter jets that they are building jointly with the UK and Italy. And it's a move away from the pacifist policies. Basically, after the Second World War, it was partly voluntary, it was partly imposed that Japan should never have expansionist military after what had happened from 1939 to 45 and arguably before that as well with what happened in China. So they have changed that because, after all, we are nearly 80 years on. And so although each sale of these fighter jets will need individual cabinet approval, nonetheless, what they've said is they can now export to countries that Japan has defense pacts with as long as there's no ongoing conflict. So, yeah, it's 10 years in the shifting, this policy, but it's a big change. And Japan has cited threats posed by China and North Korea. I guess they don't want to be sat back in their deck chair while other things are happening.
I thought you were going to say that Japan has entered the game of cricket with that front foot defensive line, Adam. But North Korea's trousers sensors, they've blurred out, quite funny, they've blurred out a pair of blue jeans on a British gardening show. Are jeans censored in North Korea?
They are indeed. That's the weird thing. The presenter in the trousers, by the way, is Alan Titchmarsh. He's a veteran, nice guy, gentle Yorkshireman, known for his love of gardening and the countryside, and a TV presenter for must be over 40 years now. He's not exactly known for racy attire, but there he is with a blurred crotch. It seems the issue was that he was wearing Western decadent capitalist jeans. North Korea has indeed, but not just tight jeans, it's not that, it's just jeans generally, denim. 30 plus years they've had that ban. So, I mean, first off though, how North Korea got hold of Alan Titchmarsh's Garden Secrets program is odd in the first place, because it's illegal to show foreign programming in North Korea. It, I believe, is illegal for the West to sell through sanctions. So has it been stolen on a memory card, nicked off a satellite, smuggled in illegally on a disc? Well, I'm not quite sure. But all of that, somebody's gone to great effort just so that they could blur the bourgeois slacks. It's a very odd decision, frankly.
Well, you know what, Adam? We do know that North Korea is, of course, a denuclearized zone.
Oh, that's nice. The DMJ.
The denuclearized zone. Adam Gilchrist, I will chat to you next week. I take a little bit of a break over the Easter weekend, and I'll see you next Wednesday. Have a good one. Cheers.